T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, first of all, the Biden administration should take unilateral action to allow loved ones to reunite. That's something the United States government can do without the Canadian government. This has been 15 months of people being separated from loved ones, people not being able to visit their properties. I think it's highly unfair. I think it's disrespectful to both the U.S. and Canadian citizens. And they need to get together, the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Canada, to develop a plan. Restating that the border is going to be closed is not enough. You need to articulate a vision for when that border is going to be open. It's not only about economics, it's also about life quality, it's about mental health, it's about a lot of issues, and I don't think the governments, the respective governments, have given enough respect and consideration of those people who have been separated. You know, the reality is we've been told for 15 months to follow the science, to follow the facts, to follow the data. And if you look on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website today, it says that you no longer have to wear a face mask, you no longer have to socially distance, you no longer have to quarantine. Because we have a powerful medicine against the disease, which is a vaccine that gives you immunity from getting COVID or giving COVID. So whether it's 10% of your population or 45% of your population, those people who have been vaccinated and who have immunity should be able to cross the border. There's no excuse for it. And just think about this. Two weeks ago, an extension or an exception was granted to the National Hockey League, not based on science, not based on facts, but based on the Stanley Cup playoff schedule. That is bullshit, and it should not be tolerated by these people who have been separated from their families, from their properties, and from transacting business. The fact of the matter is everybody is moving very safely and successfully into a post-pandemic mode because we have the one thing that we were told would change everything, and that's a vaccine. Those people who have been vaccinated, there's no good reason. There's no science, there's no data, there's no facts that support keeping that border closed. The President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Canada need to open that border.
So what's the next step here? I mean, it's kind of been the same thing for a couple months now, just keep extending. And then it was really a disappointing announcement last week when we thought that there were going to be some actual steps taken. So where do we go?
Well, there's provincial politics going on in Canada between the Premier of Ontario and the Prime Minister, two different governments. You got elections coming up. All of that plays into it, I suppose. But this is a question of fairness. And when the American people and the Canadian people have been told consistently for 15 months that they should follow the science, follow the facts, follow the data, and we're following the facts, the data, and the science as clearly expressed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this defies that admonishment that was, you know, repeated for the past 15 months. So we're to continue to put pressure on. There's a lot of organizations, a lot of members of parliament who are supporting our efforts to get the border open, and you keep putting pressure on. We have two obligations. One is to be honest with people about what's going on here, and secondly, to keep trying, and I'm going to keep trying.
Do you think opening the border unilaterally is still an option?
It sure is. I wrote to the president this morning. And I spoke to the White House yesterday about doing just that. The fact of the matter is the United States can take unilateral action to open the border to allow loved ones to reunite, similar to the policy that they have in Canada. That would at least be a step in the right direction. And the president should do that. There is no good reason not to do that. The president has said that he wants Americans to get back to a sense of normalcy by July 4th. For us who live along the U.S.-Canadian border, that includes opening the border. If it's only for that category, that will affect thousands of people in a very, very positive way.
Unilateral action, that would just mean Canadians are allowed to come here? What does unilateral action look like practically?
From a practical standpoint, it will allow loved ones to reunite that are in Canada, between the United States and Canada. So those individuals, the United States could take action to give them the freedom to move as Canada does. And that's not currently the case. The United States could take that action themselves.
So if I had a loved one, I could just go across the border because of...
You would be deemed in that category as an essential traveler.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would essentially expand...
The essential traveler.
Albeit limited, but it would expand the category of essential traveler. But just think about it. Look, I love hockey. I played hockey. I played up in Canada. But the reality is, you know, Canadian hockey players were given an exemption, having nothing to do with anything other than the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoff schedule. That's arbitrary, and that is insulting to people that have been denied access to their properties. It's insulting for people who have been denied reunification with people that they love, people from being able to transact business. This is a question of fairness, and the science is on our side. The facts are on our side. And it's beyond explanation as to what's keeping the Canadian government from taking a more forceful, a more decisive step toward the opening of the border. How about a vision? How about a vision for, we can't open it right now, but our plan is to work in the next 30 days to try to do that? It's disrespectful to people.
How important is the border opening just to our, you know, economic recovery from
30% of the people that use this airport are Canadians. 30% that use this airport are Canadians. It's about 50% in the at the other airport here in Niagara. Our economy is deeply integrated with that of Southern Ontario. Southern Ontario is the largest province in all of the country of Canada. Nearly 40% of the population of Canada lives in the province of Ontario. Our professional sports franchises, our retail economy. Canadians spend $15 million a year in healthcare in Buffalo and Western New York. So it's not only about the economic integration, but it's also about the life quality. It's about mental health issues. It's about a lot of issues beyond what is immediately evident and in front of us. But in the end, you reduce it to its irreducible essence. It's about fairness. So hockey players get an exemption, but people that have been separated for 15 months don't. Who have been fully vaccinated.
What's that? I mean, these families have been protesting every single Sunday. I've seen you there, seen other congressmen there. They're relying on you to get reconnected with their family. Like, what's your message to them today?
My message is, let's remain hopeful. Let's remain vigilant. Let's remain persistent and continue to speak out, because that's the only way that these leaders will move. So I'm doing the best I can. I had hoped to make more progress than we have thus far, but I have an obligation to continue to try and to be truthful and to continue to try. And that's what we're doing. So those folks should continue to speak out, continue to meet, continue to protest, continue to do whatever they need to do to convey to both U.S. and Canadian officials that border should be open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.